This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. In 13 hours of carnage in the United States, two shooters in separate incidents killed 29 people and injured dozens, leaving authorities searching for motives behind the mayhem. Police say the 24-year-old white male behind a mass shooting in Dayton, Ohio, early Sunday killed his sister and eight others before he was fatally shot by police. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
The emergency calls captured on broadcastify.com. Authorities say Connor Betts was killed by police less than a minute after he started shooting into the streets of a popular nightlife area. Anthony Reynolds was there.
People were just hearing the sounds and not knowing what was going on. So when we came around the corner and they seen the mob of people running, is when we started yelling, hey, shooter, this active shooter.
Mayor Nan Whaley.
The suspect was wearing body armor and used an AK like gun assault rifle, .223 caliber with high capacity magazines, and he had additional magazines with him.
Betts' 22-year-old sister Megan was the youngest victim. The others ranged in age from 25 to 57. I'm Julie Walker.
In Texas, in the U.S.-Mexican border city of El Paso, the shooter opened fire at a Walmart store, killing at least 20 people and wounding 26. And at a news conference, the U.S. attorney for the Western District of Texas, John Bash, provided an update and says he's been consulting with Attorney General William Barr.
We are conducting a methodical investigation with our partners, a careful investigation, but with a view towards bringing federal hate crimes charges under 18 U.S.C. 249 and federal firearms charges, which carry a penalty of death.
Authorities say that they are investigating a possible hate crime since he seemed to be targeting Hispanics. President Trump spoke to reporters as he departed New Jersey to return to the White House, and he offered his condolences again. In 13 hours, two shooters, two separate incidents, 29 people killed. This is VOA News. Hong Kong marchers staged sometimes violent protests on multiple fronts Sunday night, introducing their latest tactic to avoid, or I should say, evade riot police and tear gas as the demonstrations against a controversial extradition bill entered their ninth consecutive week. Reuters' Lauren Anthony.
Protesters targeted this police building on Sunday, where they threw rocks to smash its windows, and they have called for a mass strike to take place on Monday, aimed at bringing the Chinese-controlled city to a halt. Months of unrest were sparked by a now-suspended bill that would see people extradited to mainland China to stand trial. But their anger has broadened into wider discontent, prompting demands for dramatic reform and greater democracy. The protests mark the most serious political crisis in Hong Kong since its return to Chinese rule 22 years ago.
That is Reuters' Lauren Anthony reporting. Iran's Revolutionary Guards have seized an Iraqi tanker accused of smuggling fuel. That's according to state media on Sunday. It's a show of power amid heightened tensions with the West. David Doyle with Reuters.
State media said the boat was seized on Wednesday near Iran's Farsi island, where the elite Revolutionary Guards Corps has a naval base. Iran has been fighting rampant fuel smuggling by land to neighboring countries and by sea to Gulf Arab states. But the seizure also comes at a time of heightened tensions with the West that have been rising since the United States pulled out of a nuclear deal between Iran and six world powers last year. Angered by intensified US sanctions and the failure of European parties to salvage the pact, Tehran has decreased its commitments to the nuclear deal. In July, the Revolutionary Guard seized British tanker Stena Impero for alleged marine violations. That was 2 weeks after British forces captured an Iranian ship accused of violating sanctions on Syria.
Reuters' David Doyle reporting. Secretary of Defense Mark Esper has slammed China's destabilizing actions, as he calls it, in the Indo-Pacific region during his first trip to the region. Speaking to reporters in Sydney with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and their Australian counterparts, Esper said that the United States is firmly against a disturbing pattern of aggressive behavior or destabilizing behavior from China. Esper and Pompeo pointed to Beijing's militarization of islands in the South China Sea and accused it of promoting the state-sponsored theft of other nations' intellectual property and predatory economics. Sudan's Transitional Military Council and coalition of protest leaders initialized a power-sharing agreement Sunday. The two factions will formally sign the Constitutional Declaration on August 17th. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.